Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Just moments ago, the President of the United States spoke again on the war in the Middle East. And it is a war where the pathway for Israeli tanks and an Israeli ground assault on Gaza has been laid. The pathway, as we heard from former Ambassador Michael Oren, the whole idea of the aerial attacks on Gaza was to open up a means by which Israeli forces can enter Gaza to stop the rocket fire, to stop the violence, and to rid the world once and for all of the unspeakable evil of Hamas. And the president is emotional on these issues, and for people who may not be Biden fans in any sense, it's striking to see the president, as passionate as he was with the remarks he just made. He stopped by and participated in a round table with Jewish community leaders and delivered, seems to me, some very strong remarks on his unwavering support for Israel following the Hamas terror attacks. And he also spoke about the need to combat anti-Semitism in all its forms. Here is the president speaking just moments ago, actually. President Biden.
You know, I spoke with Prime Minister Netanyahu for I don't know how many times, but just again this morning. And already we're surging additional military assistance to the Israeli Defense Force, including ammunition, interceptors to replenish the Iron Dome, and we moved the U.S. carrier fleet to the Eastern Mediterranean, and we're sending more fighter jets there into that region, and made it clear to the Iranians, be careful.
And why is that necessary? Well, because so far, the reaction of the Iranian regime has been, of course, to applaud the attack, which, according to most analysts, they helped to fund, organize, and mastermind. President Biden also spoke about the hostages and the heartbreaking reality for families who have family members who have been taken hostage by Hamas. Listen.
We want to make it real clear. We're working on every aspect of the hostage crisis in Israel, including deploying experts to advise and assist with recovery efforts. Now, the press is going to shout to me, and many of you are, that, you know, what are you doing to bring these, get these folks home? If I told you, I wouldn't be able to get them home. Folks, there's a lot we're doing. A lot we're doing. I have not given up hope on bringing these folks home. But the idea that I'm going to stand here before you and tell you what I'm doing is bizarre. So I hope you understand how bizarre I think it would be to try to answer that question.
He's right about that, of course. And then President Biden spoke to the fears inspired in Americans by the events of the last few days. Listen.
Well, your fear for family, friends back in Israel. Worry about kids being targeted in school, about going about their daily lives. You're hurt by the downplaying of Hamas's atrocities and blaming Israel. This is unconscionable. And I've asked members of my team, including Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas and Attorney General Garland, to work intensively with our Jewish community partners, so many of you here, to set up security around Jewish life in America, identify, prevent, and disrupt emerging threats that occur.
And this was where the president seemed to get most emotional, talking about his past history with condemning anti-Semitism. Listen.
You know, we're also going to continue to condemn and combat anti-Semitism at every single turn, at every turn. You know, the past few days have been a solemn reminder that hate never goes away. If you hold on a second, I used to think you could defeat hate. That you could make it, all it does is go underground. It just goes underground. It doesn't go away. It only hides until it's given a little oxygen, a little bit of oxygen. And that's why I've secured the largest ever increase in funding for physical security for nonprofits, including synagogues, Jewish community centers, Jewish day schools.
And here's where the president gets emotional.
Excuse a point of personal privilege, used to say in the Senate. That's why I took my kids, everyone when they turned 14 years old, one at a time, put them on a plane and took them to Dachau. I wanted them to see that you could not know what was going on walking through those gates. You could not fail to understand as a country what was going on. And that's a fact. It had a profound impact on my children and my grandchildren. Some thought taking a 14-year-old grandchild was not a mistake. I took them one at a time. I got three more to go. And folks, it's important. You know, the miracle of Israel is Israel. It's Israel itself. The hope it inspires. The light it represents to the world.
And why is this so personal to him? President Biden explained.
So why do I feel so deeply about this? It's not about the region. I truly believe, were there no Israel, no Jew in the world would be ultimately safe. It's the only ultimate guarantee. The only ultimate guarantee. The only ultimate guarantee. And folks, because of you, and I mean this sincerely, because you're speaking up, because of the intensity and the intellect and the brilliance you bring to this cause, I think we have a chance to end this in a way that makes it very difficult for it to be repeated. I want to thank you for your leadership. And as I said, there's a lot to talk about. But I'm really, quite frankly, concerned it's hard to talk about this without detail. And it's contrary to our interests to let out the detail of what we're going on. I mean, this is just round the clock, as you understand. You fully understand.
And that's why we are taking on these issues round the clock. Natan Sharansky, a former dissident in the Soviet Union who was imprisoned by that evil regime for the desire of wanting to immigrate to Israel. He has since become very prominent in Israel. He is a voice of conscience that is honored around the world. He has made comments in today's Washington Post. We will get to that. We will also get to some of the debate. Believe it or not, there is some debate in the media about what all this means and what it means for America's role. And the very latest on the struggle to elect a Speaker of the House, and where it does seem increasingly likely that that Speaker will be the very fine and wise choice of Steve Scalise, who has a heroic background of his own, surviving a terror attack right here. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael MedVet here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I've been doing this a long time. I never really thought that I would see and have confirmed pictures of terrorists beheading children. I never thought I'd ever... Anyway, But there are... countries in the region that are trying to be of some help, including Arab nations that are trying to be of some help.
That was the President of the United States speaking moments ago. And obviously, he has been mobilized, energized, deeply affected and involved in the crisis in the Middle East, the war in the Middle East. Natan Sharansky, who is a brilliant writer and a wonderful human being, and I'm proud to say he is a friend of my family's in Israel. And, and has been a wonderful friend. But, Sharansky wrote a piece in today's Washington Post, and he writes, "Now comes the test of who supports Israelis' human right to self-defense. To understand the scope of this tragedy for Israel, a country of 9.2 million people, imagine that more than 25,000 Americans had been killed, more than 90,000 were injured, and 3,600 were kidnapped by terrorists. Sadly, Israel has no choice but to wage a war for its survival. The horrific events of this past Saturday can have no silver lining," Sharansky writes. "But the world would benefit immeasurably if the attack were to prompt free nations, together with leading human rights organizations, to finally unite completely in the fight against terrorism and in the belief that every state, Jewish or not, has the right to defend itself against the indiscriminate murder of its citizens." And obviously, Sharansky is someone who had been imprisoned by the evil empire, has in mind the right of Ukraine to defend itself against evil. And yes, that is there. The Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, who is related to Holocaust survivors, touched down in Israel, and he made some important remarks on the tarmac. This is clip 18.
"The United States has Israel's back. We have the back of the Israeli people. We have their back today. We'll have it tomorrow. We will have it every day. We stand resolutely against terrorism. We've seen the almost indescribable acts committed by Hamas against Israeli men, women, and children. Every day, we're learning more, and it is simply heartbreaking. Not since ISIS have we seen this kind of depravity, and we will continue to stand very resolutely against it. When I'm in Israel, I'll have the opportunity to meet with Prime Minister Netanyahu, President Herzog, other senior officials. I look forward to seeing our embassy teams as well, that's been doing terrific work during these difficult days. We're determined to make sure that Israel gets everything it needs to defend itself, to provide for the security of its people. Already, significant military assistance requested by Israel is on the way. That's on top of everything that we've been doing for years, including with the memorandum of understanding that was negotiated by President Obama to make sure that Israel has what it needs to defend itself. At the same time, we anticipate there'll be further needs, further requests. We've already been working closely with Congress on this, and we look forward to continuing to do that to make sure that Israel has what it needs."
And it will be easier once there is a Speaker of the House in place. In terms of further aggression, the Secretary of State, Secretary Blinken, had this to say.
"Second, we will be reaffirming the very strong message that President Biden has delivered to any country or any party that might try to take advantage of this situation. And that message is don't. The President has deployed, as you know, the world's largest aircraft carrier group to the region to make very clear our intent to deter anyone contemplating any further aggression against Israel. Finally, we're, of course, very focused on our own people, our own citizens. We lost 22 Americans. That number could still go up, and it probably will. At the same time, we have a number of Americans who remain unaccounted. We are working very closely with the government of Israel to determine their whereabouts and if they have been taken hostage by Hamas to work to secure their release. So all of these things are on the agenda over the next day or so.
And something else that's on the agenda is at that same airport in Israel, which is a lot of the flights have been canceled or closed because of the dangers. But there were young men who were able to arrive at the airport to get back to Israel, who were returning home to fight. And they were received an emotional welcome from Israelis on the ground. It sounded like this, clip 12. Again, emotional given the risks of battle. On the other side, Lloyd Austin, Defense Secretary of the United States, had this to say today. Clip 10.
We just held another highly successful meeting of the Ukraine Defense Contact Group. But before I turn to that, I want to take a few moments to discuss the vicious assault by Hamas on the state of Israel. The more we learn about these sickening atrocities, the worse it gets. Hamas deliberately targeted civilians and massacred them just because they are Jews. Hamas has again killed innocent Americans and civilians from many other countries, and Hamas has abducted entirely innocent civilians. So the United States continues to stand firm with Israel and the Israeli people. The USS Gerald R. Ford strike group has now arrived in the eastern Mediterranean. We've also moved to extend U.S. Air Force fighter squadrons in the region. And the Department of Defense stands fully ready to deploy additional assets if necessary.
We will be right back on the Michael Medved Show with more on the situation in Congress and in the media in dealing with this international crisis. Coming up.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The official death toll for Americans in Israel has risen to 22, according to the White House. National Security spokesman John Kirby said 17 are still missing, and there are reports of several Americans being held captive.
I think we all need to steel ourselves for the very distinct possibility that these numbers will keep increasing, and that we may in fact find out that more Americans are part of the hostage pool.
Kirby said the administration is doing all they can to locate the missing Americans. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise has emerged as the Republican Party's choice for Speaker of the House. In a closed-door Republican conference meeting today, Scalise secured a narrow victory over Congressman Jim Jordan. And visiting Walt Disney World or Disneyland will come with a higher price tag. Disney revealing today they are implementing increases in ticket prices as well as parking fees and their Genie Plus service. John Schaefer, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved show. We mentioned earlier that there will be a day of resistance tomorrow, Thursday, October 12th, all around the country, by a group which supports Hamas and the Palestinian cause. It's a group called Students for Justice in Palestine. And part of what they report in the Daily Wire is that one board member of this organization, the Students for Justice in Palestine, is Salah Sarsour, who has served prison time for transferring money from the United States to the Hamas Al-Qassam Brigade, which has been directly involved in murder. And SJP, Students for Justice Palestine, has significant financial ties to Hamas, according to congressional testimony by Jonathan Schanzer, who I know, an expert on terrorist finance networks. The campus group is funded by American Muslims for Palestine, a Chicago-based organization. Chicago has a particularly large Palestinian-American community. With leadership with significant Hamas ties. And tomorrow they are going to be celebrating the fact that, quote, the Day of Resistance toolkit states that the Hamas terrorist attack proved that, quote, Israel is fragile and that settlers are already fleeing the land. That's exactly the opposite of the young men and sorry, I do know some of those young men very well, who are rushing back to Israel to serve their country, and exposing themselves to some of the worst people in the world, and who will stop at absolutely nothing. That's extraordinary. And that idea that the settlers already fleeing the land, all that I hear from our friends, family in Israel, is that the surge of patriotism, of love for the country, and for what the country means, is stronger than ever. This was a phone call from Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, talking about what Hamas has done and his perspective as a leader of the nation and leader of a new coalition government. This is Netanyahu, clip 13.
We were struck Saturday by an attack whose savagery I can say we have not seen since the Holocaust. I mean, we had hundreds massacred, families wiped out in their beds and their homes, women brutally raped and murdered, over 100 kidnapped, including children. They're even worse than ISIS.
Okay, and putting that in context, it was also President Biden, as we just indicated, gave an emotional speech. I mean, really, really emotional speech to a group of Jewish community leaders and rabbis who he had invited to the White House. And at the very end of that speech, there was not a word of opposition. There was a word of thank you to President Biden.
I have a question, sir. Will we please say thank you? 80 years ago this week, a group of 400 rabbis came to Washington hoping to meet with Franklin Delano Roosevelt and appeal to him to act to rescue the Jews who were being persecuted in Europe. And they were refused meeting with President Roosevelt. They were refused in streets of the White House. And the fact that we are here today, and you have spoken as the President of the United States so clearly in support of Israel, so clearly in support of the Jewish people, and welcome leaders and representatives of the Jewish community into the White House for this discussion, shows what a dramatic distance we travel in these United States, how we as a Jewish community are blessed to live today in these United States, and we thank you for your leadership and your moral fire.
And there was this also from from Jake Tapper, who was interviewing Representative Elisa Slotkin of Michigan. She is running for U.S. Senate. She's a Democrat, but she had the courage, at least, to talk about the problem of anti-Semitism coming from the left. It's an important message. Clip 3.
There does seem to be, look, we've spent a lot of time during the Trump years looking at anti-Semitism on the right. These last few days have been a real eye-opening period for a lot of people, a lot of Democrats, a lot of progressives, in terms of anti-Semitism on the left. A lot of people who seem more shocked at dehumanizing language used by world leaders to describe Hamas than what Hamas actually perpetrated on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, look, anti-Semitism should be stamped out wherever it is, on the right or on the left. And we shouldn't look more glowingly on it if it comes from our side, right? So Republicans need to strongly condemn the grievous anti-Semitism that I've seen on their side, and we need to absolutely go after anti-Semitism on the left. And that it should just be a standard thing and not a political thing, whether you condemn it or not.
And that is a welcome sentiment. On Fox News, meanwhile, there was an Israeli TV host who shared heart-wrenching testimony from a survivor of the Hamas attack on that music festival that was struck close to dawn on Saturday morning. Listen, clip five.
The sky, sea, and land, literally hundreds of terrorists infiltrated Israel, went into the area of the party, the Nova Party. I was actually supposed to be at that party. I was supposed to go to that party. My friends, they went to that party, who turned into a horrific slaughterhouse, full-blown out massacre. I know I do not have a lot of time, so I want to share with you, Harris, and the viewers, just one story, one testimony of someone who was there and was able to get out of there alive, if I may, a friend of a friend. We were able to hide in an old command post. There were many people hiding there. Some were crying, some were shouting, and others were in shock. My best friend, Liron, was helping the wounded. The gunshots were getting closer, and a policeman who was with us said, "Pray and run." We started running, and I heard how people were falling one after the other. Hamas was shooting at us nonstop. I was able to reach an ambulance, and as I looked back, I saw that I was alone. Liron didn't make it.
And then there is Rashida Tlaib. Rashida Tlaib was actually asked a question about whether she would condemn the beheading of babies. We'll get an answer from that Democratic congressman coming up on the Medved Show.
Champions for free market reform in Washington State, Washington Policy Center, at their annual dinner event October 13th, featuring the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann.
Don't see race.
Because that's a microaggression.
No. So you do see race.
Because that's a microaggression.
Yeah, that's a microaggression.
Yeah.
Also featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
How do we fight the 72% of millennials in America who believe that socialism is a good thing? Ask them, where has it worked?
Details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
On the Michael Medved show, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the ultra-liberal, actually socialist member of Congress from the Bronx in New York, has actually come out with a brief statement. And again, a little bit late, but it's there, of horror at the Hamas terror attack and condemnation of the Hamas terrorists and support for Israel. That's kind of a shock because her colleague in the so-called squad, Rashida Tlaib, the congresswoman from Detroit, she won't say anything. I mean, even the most basic question about common decency is one that Congresswoman Tlaib is uncomfortable facing. She was followed by a reporter from Fox who was asking if Rashida Tlaib had a position on the beheading of babies in Israel. Listen, clip 9.
Terrorists have cut off babies' heads and burned children alive. Do you support Israel's right to defend themselves against this brutality?
We're just going to go through here.
You can't comment about Hamas terrorists chopping off babies' heads. Do you condone what Hamas has done, chopping off babies' heads, burning children alive, raping women in the street? Do you have no comment about children's heads being chopped off? Congressman, why do you have the Palestinian flag outside your office if you do not condone what Hamas terrorists have done to Israel? Do Israeli lives not matter to you?
Again, there are sometimes when, as a public figure, member of Congress, certainly, you get very, very tough questions. Really tough questions. Okay, do you condemn the beheading of babies? This is not a tough question. This is the biggest softball that you could possibly receive. It's like, is slavery wrong? Do you think slavery is a bad thing? Do you have a position on slavery? Can we acknowledge that slavery was profoundly immoral and utterly wrong and indefensible, but so is the level of mass murder that we just witnessed that Rashida Tlaib won't acknowledge? I mean, people coming after you, a reporter pestering you. Do you think Bin Laden was a good guy? I mean, this is not a trick question. And really, it shouldn't be. Meanwhile, there was also a great deal of attention paid to the gala announcement of candidacy of Robert Kennedy Jr. when he dropped his campaign to be the Democratic nominee, and he announced his independent candidacy for president. Stephen Colbert was actually pretty funny on this, and it was a funny event. You may remember he had a problem with his teleprompter just after he'd gotten a glowing introduction from his wife, Cheryl Hines, the actress, and he was about to set forward there chanting, RFK! 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 It was a great moment! And he comes up to the podium, and it sounds like this, and you'll hear Stephen Colbert's commentary.
So RFK Jr. has upended the two-party system while simultaneously alienating his family. All he had to do yesterday with his announcement was to make the most powerful speech of his life.
I need my speech. You can't read it. Yeah. It's upside down.
Ready on day one. Just as stirring as when Abraham Lincoln announced his candidacy with his head stuck in a bucket of sorghum.
Okay. There's a new movie out there. It's not brand new. It's been airing for a number of weeks, and it was highly recommended to me. So I went and saw it and reviewed it, and frankly was not thrilled, as some other people have been. And you may disagree with me on this. The film is by Adam Sandler, whose most recent work has been terrific, particularly the serious dramatic work. But this one, he deploys all kinds of members of his family in a film called You Are So Not Invited to My Bat Mitzvah. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Producer Adam Sandler uses multiple members of his real-life family to tell the story of a 13-year-old girl obsessed with her bat mitzvah or coming-of-age party in You Are So Not Coming to My Bat Mitzvah, now streaming on Netflix.
My bat mitzvah determines the rest of my life. If I have a kick-ass party, doors would open.
She needs to process this herself.
Real talk.
That's 14-year-old Sonny Sandler, who gives a sympathetic and effective performance as the main character, who's devastated by a break with her best friend while they're each preparing for epic bat mitzvahs. Despite her talent and charisma, the movie is a tiresome recycling of stereotypical images of spoiled, shallow, wealthy Jewish people, with only glancing attention to some of the religious issues behind this silly middle school plot. It's rated PG-13 with 2 stars for your So Not Invited to My Bat Mitzvah, I wouldn't want to attend anyway. And on the Michael Medved Show, one more reminder about the availability from the Medved History Store of our special program, Why They Fight, The Origins of the Arab-Israeli Conflict. And the Arab-Israeli conflict has always been painful, but not as complicated as people would suggest. And some of the truths and the story of the rebirth of the modern state of Israel is right there. You can go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. There's a companion piece called 5 Middle Eastern Wars, which tell the story about the war in Lebanon, the 1973 Yom Kippur War. It's exactly 50 years and one day after the beginning of that war that the surprise attack by Hamas was initiated. And then we have an additional show of why the media often seems hostile to Israel. Even American media, let alone what you get in Europe and Asia. Those special programs are available at michaelmedved.com. You can find the information there, or you can go directly to the medvedhistorystore.com. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about the anti-Israel left. Brett Stevens has a powerful column, which is called "The Anti-Israel Left Needs to Take a Hard Look at Itself." And what will they see? After the murder of hundreds of Israelis, pro-Palestinian demonstrators cheered. And what exactly were they cheering? We'll cover that tomorrow. There's also a very important piece about the history of a big and dangerous lie. That lie says that what the Hamas were fighting for, the reason they attacked Israel now, was because of plans to desecrate a sacred mosque, Al-Aqsa Mosque, on the Temple Mount. That lie was originated more than 80 years ago by the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem. Doug Feith, who was part of the Bush administration, will be joining us to try to put that lie in perspective and speak about why it is so dangerous and so profoundly false. And then Seth Cropsey, who is a naval veteran and a very experienced military strategist, has a piece called "Israeli Victory is Critical to U.S. Interests." And it has to do with China and Russia and the dangers to Taiwan, to all of Europe, to Ukraine, which is tied together with what happens in the Middle East. Thank God for the presence and leadership of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.